Pages 50 and 51. The Time Travellers. The Birthday Meal. 2. Go through the text quickly. Why does the robot want the children to do the washing up? Listen and check your answer.
The friends sat down at the table. After 10 minutes, the waiter came with the starter. There were three bowls with something orange in them.
Orange soup with fish and pepper,
the waiter said. They tried to eat the soup with their spoons, but it didn't work. The soup was hard.
If you throw your soup into the air, you can eat it more easily,
said the waiter. So, they threw the soup out of the bowls into the air. The soup fell onto the table and broke into hundreds of little orange balls. The children tried to pick up the balls with their spoons, but they always rolled away.
It's easier if you use your chopsticks,
the waiter said. So they ate the little balls with their chopsticks.
The soup is really good,
Phoebe said.
It tastes like fishy, peppery sweets.
I like it too,
Alex agreed.
But I'm still hungry.
The waiter came in with the second course. There were four big pots with lids on. When the waiter took the lids off, coloured steam came out of them.
Beef, carrots, broccoli and crocodile,
he said.
You have to eat the steam fast or it will disappear.
The children took their spoons and tried to eat the steam as quickly as possible, but they didn't get much.
I can't believe that all we have to eat is soup and steam,
said Alex.
What's for dessert?
The children asked.
Wait and see,
answered the waiter. The kitchen door opened with a loud noise. Phoebe, Alex, and Patrick saw a huge spaceship sailing towards them. On it, there were lots and lots of burning candles.
Happy birthday!
Shouted the waiter as the spaceship landed in front of Phoebe.
Hooray! Blow out the candles,
Alex said.
Please help me,
answered Phoebe.
There are too many.
So together, they blew out the candles.
Hooray! The spaceship is made of chocolate and there's ice cream inside,
Phoebe shouted. Alex, Patrick and Phoebe ate until they were full.
That was wonderful,
Phoebe said. At that moment, the waiter came and gave them the bill.
It's 60,000 gold stars altogether,
he said.
What? We haven't got any gold stars,
Patrick answered. The waiter scratched his head.
Then I'm afraid that you have to work in the kitchen for a week.
The children nodded sadly and walked towards the kitchen. When they got to the door, a golden glow appeared around it. They looked at each other happily and walked into it. They were gone in a flash.